They said it wouldn't happen, that Destiny's Child would not work together again, but looks like they may have come together for the gospel. There's a new song called Say Yes. It's a gospel up-tempo jam, and that's how it reads, that finds Destiny's Child celebrating faith in God's everlasting love, glory, and compassion.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. I'm not worried about a thing.
We really got to listen to this whole thing?
What do you think?
When you leave me.
Serious. You never hear me say no Beyonce.
I mean,
what church is going to play
here's
that?
Here's my thing, though. It's like a little reggae beat, but can you say Dirty One, Dirty One?
What church is going to play that? What church is going to play that? The church of Beyonce church will do that. Yeah,
yes.
They'll play that.
It's Destiny's Child, though. Okay, so Usher Raymond's ex-wife, Tamika Raymond, is speaking out about the reason why she and Usher got divorced, and she basically says she thinks she embarrassed Usher. She said she went to Brazil and got some liposuction and almost died, and she said that she made a lot of mistakes. She undertook a lot by getting in such a public relationship with Usher, and she says she nagged him all the time. She was always in his ear, and she said that she was the B word. So basically, it sounds like she's taking the fault for the demise of their relationship.
Must be some money behind this.
Speaking of which, she is teaming up with Tori Hart, who is Kevin Hart's ex-wife, for a show called Atlanta Exes, which will premiere in August on VH1. And Tori recently, their relationship is messy. She basically says that she and Kevin got divorced two years ago, and they were separated basically for like 8 months before, so 3 years. He and Kevin and his current girlfriend have been together for 5. And she says that Kevin's current girlfriend is one of the reasons why they are no longer together. She was a side piece, and Kevin came out and defended his girlfriend and said that, you know, that's not the case. We've been apart for, you know, 8 years or some crazy number. So, again, she will be on this show, Atlanta Exes. So maybe they're just kind of gearing up some publicity.
The way Kevin Hart's relationship is set up is that, you know.
I will say this. I know that Kevin Hart was shooting mad shots at me, and one of the reasons I didn't talk to him is because he was married.
See, I mean.
And he was like, I can't believe, you know, like da-da-da-da, and that's a true story.
So you're saying that.
I did not talk to Kevin Hart.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you're saying that there's some truth, could be some truth to what his wife is saying.
Absolutely.
Ah.
Yeah, because I know for me, I didn't even know he was married till, you know, I saw him show up on TV with a ring, and I was like, say word. Called his phone right after that. Like, Kevin, really? He was like, oh, it's a long story. That's a true story.
He's like Napoleon. Maybe you want to conquer the world.
I don't know why I just said that on the radio, though.
Of women. He want to conquer you all.
Turn my mic off.